Dawn Carrillo is here. She's the manager of the Racine Farmers Market. Between the smoke, the parasites, what a summer so far, huh?
Wait, hold on. You're on that microphone. I usually ask my guests to sit there, but that's fine. You stay right there.
Yeah, what a summer with parasites and smoke and what else is coming down the pike?
Exactly.
It's still
exactly.
early. Okay, so the Farmers Market is at Rotary Park, Festival Park.
Yep.
And it's there every Saturday morning through?
End of October. Whoa. October 24th.
Well, that's good because that's when harvest comes in. That's when the that's when the stuff starts really rolling in. And I was there just a couple of weeks ago, and we picked up a whole bunch of stuff at the Farmers Market. Let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. Cyclosporiasis, that's how you pronounce it. That's the parasite. Mainly with lettuce, but now I'm hearing different types of vegetables and fruits and everything. And it's a parasite, which when it gets in you, causes a little disruption in the digestive system.
Right, right. And it happens to be the one that's in the news right now. But, you know, there's bacteria. There's a bunch of different things that can happen with produce that is that you buy in the grocery store versus at the farmer's market directly from the farmer.
Now, yeah, this one causes intestinal problems and so forth. I don't know anybody who's had it, but I know somebody who's been sick, but they said, well, I didn't have any vegetables. So, you know. The difference is when you buy, and I buy bagged lettuce, I lost 42 pounds eating salads, and I buy the bagged lettuce sometimes because it's just easy for me. I'm very lazy, take a clump of it with my dirty hands, throw it on the plate, pour some slosh and salad dressing on it, and that's my dinner. But it's the bagged lettuce that seems to be the main problem because you were telling me that's lettuce made up of a lot of different farms.
It can be up to 100 farms in one bag lettuce, right? And so when you buy local, when you're buying from the farmer's market, you are getting a head of lettuce that was in the ground yesterday. And so it's just between maybe 1 to 3 people have touched that lettuce, where they are saying a bag of lettuce can be touched by 15 to 20 people. So right there, you can tell the freshness of it. And the chances are very slim that you would get sick from a lettuce that was locally grown. However, you need to wash your vegetables.
See, I don't. I just take it out of the bag with my dirty hands and plop it on the plate because I've been doing that for years.
Sure.
But my wife, who cooks with all these vegetables, she chops them up finely, washes them, makes her little thing in the pan, and then puts it over rice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I just take it, throw it on a plate because I'm lazy. I want it fast, and that's the best, fastest way to do it. But I used to take a head of lettuce, just chop it up, put it in the bag, and make my own bag of lettuce.
Well, lettuce is, is part of the issue, right? Because if she's cooking the vegetables, that gets rid of it. So
yeah, she
it's
does.
The
she does.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the raw vegetables that we have to be worried about as far as the bacteria and the parasite.
When you read all this 2 weeks ago, you didn't say, oh my goodness, what are they doing to me? First the smoke and now this?
No, if anything, it's drawing attention okay. to buying
Good.
Local, right?
Good.
Like how fresh the vegetables really are and how many people, have, like I said, have only touched them, a few people, probably family yeah. members, if anybody, before that you're buying it directly from the farmer at all the farmer's markets across
yeah,
the state.
Yeah, and you know, I guess that's what you have to do until this thing is all cleared up. And I don't know how long it takes to clear it up. Lettuce doesn't last that long. I mean, it turns brown in about a week. So,
but not a farmer's market head of lettuce because it truly was just picked.
Well, yeah,
but so that will last weeks in your refrigerator.
Really?
Yes.
All right, and make your own bag of lettuce.
Yeah.
I mean, I have plastic bags, Ziploc
yes,
bags
yes.
at home. I can make my own. I'm just lazy.
Yes.
And that's
understood. Understood. We all are.
Okay. Now the farmer's market is open on Saturdays from.
So you come from 9 to 1 every Saturday.
9 to 1. And they're all lined up there. Now, this past 2 weeks, you've been having to share the
yes.
land with Salmonorama.
Yes, with the fishermen. So
that's all over.
It's all over. We'll be back to a farmer's market, just us taking over Festival Park. It's lovely.
Rain or shine?
Yes, rain or shine.
Because you're undercover there for the most part.
We are. Yeah. All the farmers are undercover. And that's a great way to, you know, if it's really sunny, too, for the customer.
Yeah, and it's more than just vegetables and fruits there. You have a whole bunch of other stuff there.
We do. We the Racine Farmers Market specializes in food-related products. So we have a couple of crafters every week to kind of change things up, but otherwise it's all farm or food related products.
And these are local farmers from how far out do you do they
come? You know, we have one big farmer bringing sweet corn this week, and they come from right on the Illinois border.
Oh, really?
So many farmers come, or many of the vendors come, at least an hour to get to us in Racine.
Their trucks and everything.
Yep. And hey, you know, they're baking bread till the wee hours of the morning, packing it up and bringing it to us.
Hey, Elmer, get over here. Help me with these crates, Elmer.
Yes. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
It is.
And I'm hoping, right, that the community comes and supports them.
If I had to grow my own food, and even with cattle, if I had to make, I'd starve to death. Because my wife has box gardens, so she knows what to do, and she cooks her, she makes her own rhubarb and stuff. She'll go outside, snap a few off, and then, you know, have for dinner. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to grow my own food. I have no idea how to grow food.
And that's wonderful because you don't need to. It's right down the block, right? And one of the things that we
have people.
Set up in Racine that no place that I believe in the state of Wisconsin does is the Racine Food Bank purchases all the extra produce.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So we put it into the coolers at Festival Park, and they pick it up on Monday morning, and it goes into the food bank.
Now, we got a bunch of special days we're going to talk about coming up in just a moment. It's Dawn Carrillo is here. She is the manager of the Racine Farmers Market. It's just the Racine. Do you do other farmers markets too, right?
I do a winter market in Oak Creek.
Oak Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Only Hicks say Creek.
Yeah.
Dawn Carrillo. How do you want it said? How do you say it?
I say Carrillo.
You do say Carrillo. Okay. Dawn Carrillo is here. She's manager of the Racine Farmers Market. You got to, I'll just hit my face on this. Let's talk about some of the special events you got coming up. And Pickle Day is this weekend.
Yes. So all the vendors are getting involved and with the theme. And so we will specialize in samples throughout the park of people or of the vendors who offer pickle varieties. So there'll be a little bit of everything. I know the kettle corn people are using pickle seasoning in their popcorn and everything from just completely different things.
Ask me how many pickles I had in my life.
I heard you say
zero. Now, whenever I get something with a pickle on it, my wife says, I'll take that. She puts her dirty fingers on my hamburger and takes the pickle off.
But there's asparagus and mushrooms. Like there's so many.
Mushrooms I love.
So many pickles.
Mushrooms I love. Pickles I don't. But I'm in the minority on that one because people just eat them.
Yes. You have to eat them.
Ugh. Anyway, so Pickle Day's coming up. And when did pickleball become such a sport? When did that, where was I in a coma when this happened?
When we're trying to get the Racine Pickleball group out.
When did this become a sport?
I don't know. I really don't know a lot about pickleball.
I thought I was in a coma. I woke up from a coma and all of a sudden pickleball is the new national sport. When did this happen? Where was I? All right. So, and people love pickles and they have pickle ice cream. I can't imagine that. But Pickle Day is coming up this Saturday.
Correct.
All special pickle stuff going on.
All special pickle stuff.
Want to hear my pickle story real quick. So when I was a little kid, my cousin Robin was, she's a couple of years younger than me. And when we were in the diner, they had free pickle slices. Mm-hmm. And she took one. I said, you're the pickle queen. And she said, stop calling me pickle queen. Now I called her pickle queen. So my aunt, my mother said, stop calling her pickle queen. Pickle queen. And I kept doing it. She's in her 60s today. Whenever I speak to her, she goes, this is the pickle queen.
Nice.
It's funny you don't forget those things.
Yep, absolutely.
And the more my mother and my aunt told me to stop, I'll stop calling her pickle queen. Nice. And I was like 9 years old. And she still remembers to this day because she liked pickles. All right. The next one coming up is the Dockside Demo. And what is this about?
So Manny from Old Madrid comes to the farmer's market and does a cooking show.
Oh,
he was just last
week.
Yeah. And he'll be every second Saturday of the month to the end of October. And he buys all the fresh produce that morning and then prepares samples for all of us. So it was wonderful. He was just there last night.
Paella.
Yeah.
We get our
so
paella
incredible.
From there. Yeah.
It's so
and it's
incredible.
Always crowded there, too.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's something I really like. And by the way, that's coming up August 8th, the Dockside Demo. August 22th is Corn Fest.
Yes. So the first 200 people will get free hot roasted corn. Excuse me. And
it's that smoke.
Yeah. And it'll all be corn themed. So again, like pickle themes, we'll be able to taste corn salsa and all the wonderful things that sweet corn bring to us at this time of year.
When I was a kid, here we go again. When I was a kid, there was one farm on all of Long Island, and my father knew the guy who ran the farm, and corn was their big thing. It's not there anymore. It's housing development now. But Guido Foglia, he ran this farm, and at dinner time, his wife served this big Italian meal. Then he said, all the kids, go out, grab some ears of corn. And we grabbed them out in the field. We took, you know, the ones we can find. We pulled it and we shucked them. We got all the stuff off. We threw them in a big pot to boil. And then we had corn for dinner.
Raw corn.
It was really... My father did it. We were on a road trip when I was a kid. He pulled over to the side of the road, went to some field, pulled an ear of corn, and ate it right off the thing.
It's amazing. Raw corn is amazing. And we'll have it at the Taste Tent for... probably not this coming week, but the second week, because it's wonderful. If you've never tried it, you need to try raw.
I got that taste between my teeth. I have a big taste, and it's hard to eat corn with that taste between your teeth. Okay, so, but I do love corn. I love eating corn. Now, there are two ways to eat it, across like a typewriter or just roll it like this. I have a picture on my phone. I was at a corn eating contest, and this is years ago, and I was against the folks at Channel 6. Vince Gibbons and a bunch of people there. And there was one guy there who, how many ears of corn can you eat in 5 minutes? And this guy just cranked it around with it. And just, I said, how is he doing this? He just cranked it. He didn't go, do you go across or go?
I do across.
Yeah, I do across too. But he was cranking it around like it's a, you know, machinery thing.
Right.
And that's how we got all the corn up. And they inspect the cobs. And one, two, three. Where is he doing this?
Mine's covered in butter, so it'd be way too slippery.
Oh, man. Okay, and Corn Fest is coming up on August 22nd. Okay, August 29th, Apple Day.
Yes, so we'll do that same thing. We'll all celebrate Wisconsin apples. At that time, we will have a huge variety of apples to taste because the orchards will be into the market at that point.
You gonna do like a William Tell thing, shoot an apple off some kid's head?
No, and no bobbing for apples because that's disgusting.
Saliva in the water. Yeah. But you're not gonna shoot an apple off somebody's head with an arrow?
Probably not.
Oh, no. Okay. I was hoping you'd do that. All right. September 5th, the Salsa Showdown.
Right. That's one of the best ones to come and attend. We'll have 10, we'll have five and five. So five local vendors that sell salsa at the market and then five local restaurants. We'll come in and give samples. We'll divide all the samples up into small cups. Everyone will get a bag of chips, and we will have guest judges vote on their favorite, and then we'll have the community vote on their favorite. It's a great way to try different salsas.
The public library once held a hot sauce eating contest with salsa, hot sauce. And you had 10 hot sauces, and you had to sample them, and you rated them. And a bunch of people there. It was free to go there.
Yep.
Except number 8, and I'll never forget it. Take me to the hospital. What they used was cooking. Number 8 was a cooking hot sauce. It wasn't meant to be scooped up in a chip. And there were two people, me and some other guy out of the 16 people there, couldn't handle it. I said to my wife, didn't it burn your mouth? It was hot. Hot. I was against the wall. You know, they had milk there to drink, so you had to cool it off. But wow.
So you like salsa, though?
Yeah, salsa.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't you be one of the judges?
Oh, no. I'm not that good at it. No. I'm not that good at it. But because, you know, I eat it and everything tastes good to me, you know, so.
Well, there'll be apple salsa and pickle salsa.
No.
So you will have to try those.
No, not going to happen. They got another Dockside demo coming up on September 12th. What's that?
Right. So the same thing. Manny will come every second Saturday of to the end of the season. So I believe he has three more left. And he does the Dockside demos.
Spud Fest. Now, spuds are potatoes.
Yes.
And a big Spud Fest coming up on September 19th.
Right. So the Wisconsin Potato Association will be there. And they have a huge trailer that they bring in with like a potato museum, so to speak. And so they will be joining us at the Festival Park to talk about Wisconsin potatoes.
Love potatoes. My wife, she had like 16 of them the other day, all different sizes. And she makes different meals at them. Mm-hmm. But she's got the patience to peel them and do all that kind of... I don't have the patience to do that stuff. But she does that and does a great job on it. Love potatoes. Mm-hmm. All right, that's September 19th. Whoa, that's good. All right, another Dockside demo coming up the 10th for Manny.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And the big finale, October 24th,
October 24th, Fall Fest.
Right. So we're going to pull all the stops out and just celebrate the fall season. There'll be pumpkins and there'll be, you know, all the Halloween items should be available at the market. And we're going to invite all the vendors back, whether you were out and just celebrate the fall season. There'll be pumpkins and there'll be, you know, all the Halloween items should be available at the market. And we're going to invite all the vendors back, whether you were in May through the end of October. All the vendors will be back on Festival Park grounds and to celebrate the last one of the year.
When I was trick-or-treating as a kid, back to my childhood days, you know, we had paper bags. You didn't use plastic ones like you do today, but your paper bags. I went to this woman's house, and she took an apple and dropped it in the right through the bottom of my bag. I'm like, lady, now you owe me a bag. But you're a little kid. You don't talk back to adults. You didn't then anyway. But she took it and just pop right through the bottom. What was she thinking, the moron? She just ruined my bag. Now I got home and get another bag because all my candy fell out
of the
bottom.
And the apple's
bruised. I don't care about the apple. All my candy fell all over her sidewalk. It was stuffed in my pockets now. I was probably crying, too. I don't remember. All right, so the Racine Farmers Market, it's at Rotary Park, a.k.a. Festival Park. And it's every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Correct.
And just go down there, meet the vendors, and grab their food, and it should be good.
Yes, please, please come in and shop local.
And if you're worried about cyclosporiasis, I actually looked it up. Found out how to pronounce it. It's not cryptosporidium. That's a great bug on a great lake. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
This is cyclosporiasis. Don't worry about it because this is food that was probably just picked the day before.
Correct.
And people wash their hands. And it's lettuce that's clean. It's fruits and vegetables just picked. They bring it down there fresh. So if you want to stay away from that kind of stuff, there it is. And then make your own bag lettuce.
Yeah, absolutely. Please join us.
I have to do that now. I can't. I don't trust it. I got to buy my own bag lettuce. My wife bought two bags of iceberg lettuce. She was going to quick do something. The squirrels are eating it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I said to her, don't you care? The squirrels are going to get cyclosporiasis. Yes, they can handle it. The birds and the squirrels are eating the bag lettuce. That's done. Now we're eating fresh.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Carrillo, the manager of the Racine Farmers Market. Don't forget they're at Festival Park, a.k.a. Rotary Park, right there in by the grassy area. And you can visit them every Saturday, rain or shine, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're undercover. And if you see them, you'll be undercover, too. Thanks a lot. How do people find out all this stuff that we just mentioned?
RacineFarmersMarket.com.
Look at that. RacineFarmersMarket.com. You're lucky you got that handle.
I did.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Don.